AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Marco Rubio supporter Kevin Cooper says the Republican senator did a good job outlining his presidential campaign agenda for 2016.
He hit it out of the park. The senator is ready to lead America. He's got the plan, he's got the vision, and he's got the direction to take us forward.
Rubio entered the race Monday in Miami by offering the nation a younger generation of leadership that breaks free of ideas he says are stuck in the 20th century. A jab at both his one-time Republican mentor, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, and Democratic favorite Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Just yesterday, a leader from yesterday began a campaign for president by promising to take us back to yesterday.
One former Blackwater guard gets life, three others get decades behind bars from multiple killings in Iraq.
Washington federal judge Royce Lamberth stuck to the sentencing guidelines, sending Nicholas Slatin to jail for life for first-degree murder, three other Blackwater guards to prison for 30 years on multiple manslaughter and attempted manslaughter convictions. The four opened fire with automatic weapons and grenade launchers on cars in a crowded traffic circle in Baghdad in 2007, killing 14 people, wounding 17 others. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A concrete slab fell from a construction site on a Washington State Highway overpass on Monday, crushing a vehicle driving underneath the span in Bonnie Lake, killing a young couple and a baby boy. Federal health officials say about 200 people have come down with vomiting and diarrhea aboard two San Diego-bound cruise ships. The CDC says 112 passengers and crew were sickened by norovirus aboard the Celebrity Infinity, which docked Monday. The Royal Caribbean ship Legend of the Seas arrives on Tuesday. This is AP Radio News. A member of the Flying Walenda says he'll next defy death on an observation wheel in Florida.
Wire walker Nick Walenda says his next stunt will be a walk atop a moving Ferris wheel.
You know, my whole life is about facing death in the eyes.
Well, in this case, the Eye, the name of the 400-foot-high wheel about to open in Orlando, Florida.
These unique ones are fun because it's stepping out of my comfort zone, if you will.
Which is saying something for someone who's crossed the Grand Canyon on a wire. Walenda walked the Ferris wheel in Santa Cruz, California 4 years ago. This one's a lot bigger, and he won't be able to carry a balance pole. The walk scheduled April 29th. Warren Levinson, New York.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West even have fans in Jerusalem. This reaction is the two took their daughter to an Armenian church to be baptized by this archbishop.
All I know that she's a famous personality. I don't know her in person. In any case, she's welcome with her family.
Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.